Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Nellia Kalp. She is the founder and the CEO at CorpNet.com. I encourage you to go there and check that out. Nellie, in the last segment, we were talking about how to close, what we need to do to legally dissolve a company, a business, take care of the legal exit steps that you got to take. Another thing that's part of that that's not necessarily all that legal, but it's something that you need to do, I think. Many people, when they run a business, have a social media strategy that includes corp business pages.
Correct.
I have a personal Facebook account and I have a business Facebook account. That kind of thing. And so if I close my business up, I would want to notify Facebook that to take down the business side, but leave the personal side up. I'll tell you something else. On LinkedIn, it's really weird, but I've got friends who've passed on, and 2-3 years later, their faces are still popping up on LinkedIn as somebody to link to.
That's pretty scary.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, when they drop out, so to speak, whether their family doesn't take care of them if they die, or if they're still living and they drop out, people just, you know, they don't take, I think a lot of people don't take go to the effort to deal with the online stuff. What do you think? Taking a website down.
I think it's really important as a business owner who, you know, has established a brand out there and really has a reputation to, again, take the proper steps, whether it's on the legal side with properly, you know, filing your documents, canceling your registrations, business licenses, permits, and, you know, everything that comes with the business and making sure all that's in order. It's also equally important to make sure that you maintain a very, very professional front when it comes to your clients and the public and even on social. So in my opinion, it would be a nice thing as a business owner to take a moment and maybe do a little, you know, 2-minute video spot as to thanking your customers for all these years that, you know, you've been given the opportunity to work with them. But, you know, it's come to a point where, you know, we're going to have to shut down and because you either want to pursue other ventures and
you could even really, you could even say, if you have any issues that we need to fix,
we still have a customer service
We're going to be open for another 30 days.
Exactly.
And bring your things in now. And then say after that, I won't be able to take care of any of those things.
In my opinion, you always have to have a resource for them to go to. You know, it's so funny. We had a client a couple of days ago. And, you know, I'm of the mindset that it is okay to fire a customer. You know, it's okay to refuse business when you have clients who are being abusive and disparaging to your business. You know, when you've done everything you can to make them happy. Because in some instances, you know, as a business owner, you know, you do everything you can to make somebody happy, but they're just not happy. You know, and that has to do with them. So in our case, in this, you know, instance, you know, although we're not shutting down a business, we were, you know, attempting to refuse business to a very, very abusive, negative customer.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was really nicely tell them, you know, it's come to a point where we end our relationship because we just can't
have
make
a good
you
life.
Happy.
Yeah.
But here's a resource for you, you know. You can go here. Likewise, you know, when shutting down a business, I think it's really prudent for a business owner to not only give notice to their clients, that they're shutting down, but to always provide them with a resource.
Right.
So that the client's not left all alone and feeling like, okay, well, the business is shut down, you know, where am I going to go now? I think it creates a lot of good business for you as a business owner, so that in the event you want to come back into that industry down the road, you still have a great reputation.
Right, that's well said. Nellie, I need your website one more time, please.
It's www.corpnet.com.
Right,
Live business experts are standing by to assist you with any of your business filing inquiries from 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Thanks, Nellie. See you next time. Got to go for this
Take
hour.
Care.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.